Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Micah Monday. Give him something to talk about.
That's what you did Friday.
Bonnie Raitt.
People are talking, talking about people.
Today's It's Okay, Not Okay. The Giants CEO, the San Francisco baseball Giants, has taken a leave of absence after a video showed him in a physical altercation with his wife. Now, this is interesting because he didn't kick her. He didn't punch her. He didn't smack her. She's sitting. He's standing. He's trying to grab his phone back from her, and he ends up pulling her to the ground.
Yeah. Is there, John?
Yeah. You ready for the noise?
Oh, no.
By the way, Seth is the one saying this is okay.
I'm not saying it's okay. Mm. I'm having a bigger conversation here, a conversation that needs to.
Oh, I'm locked up over here.
Locked up, Willie?
No. Hold on. All right. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, it's pretty damning evidence, so.
If you're you.
I'm not defending what he did.
Right.
All right. I've got to go back alleyway here. Hold on. I'm sorry, you're going to hear a TMZ noise.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
That's, you know, it's yeah.
Now they were.
That's literally the noise that his wife made.
So, it is.
So here's the thing. So she's in the chair, and yep. He's trying to grab his phone.
Right.
She's trying to hold on, and essentially she falls out of the chair because she's not giving up the phone, and he's pulling it.
Right. He's trying to pry the phone from her grip. And she ends up falling on the ground. Witnesses said the couple argued for roughly a half hour before that and overheard them talking about getting counseling, but they didn't know what the argument was about. Witness Taylor Haskins was working at a nearby juice shop. He told the TV station that she was yelling and trying to hold on to her phone while she fell to the ground. The physical confrontation lasted just seconds, and Larry Bear, who owns the San Francisco Giants, quickly walked away after prying the phone from his wife.
That's what's super cold about it. The guy picks up the phone and his coffee and just leaves her.
I mean, what are you supposed to do, stick around and wait for the cops?
I will say, Seth, I'm not ready to side with you yet and, you know, just full on roughhousing's okay.
I'm not.
But I will say, I don't know that the noise that that woman made was proper for the action that she received. I'll say that much.
Is this domestic abuse? Is this domestic violence? Is he's going to grab something? That's just what I'm asking. I mean,
right.
If you can't playfully punch a woman in the face, but you can. What?
Hey, man.
So I'm just saying, if you're going to grab something, you're playing around. I'm saying, is there a certain amount of just like roughhousing or knocking into a wife that's acceptable? And then is there a point where this guy's trying to grab his phone, she falls over? Should this guy go to jail for abusing his wife? Or are you just having a heated argument after being together for 30 years?
Is it okay or not okay if someone grabs your phone to try to grab it back from their hands? That's what we're basically asking her, because that's all he did. Now, she was seated because she had an injured foot. So he's trying to grab her phone.
Oh, man.
While she's crippled.
So he threw his wife to the ground when she was already injured.
Well, she didn't have good balance because of the injured foot, John.
Wow.
You can see.
He didn't throw her to the ground. He tried to wrestle his phone. Hey.
Okay.
You just said it before that you thought that scream was drama.
No, the scream was drama, but that doesn't mean that the motion was warranted. I mean,
he tossed her. John, at any point, women are getting choked out in the bedroom, you know, and she fell over.
Well, so that, how are women getting choked? Well, like, I'm on your team. So how do we go from women getting choked in the bedroom to this?
I'm just saying there's
we should be able to choke them out of the bedroom,
exactly.
Too.
Okay.
A punch in the face, it's clear. Domestic violence, you shove a woman down, you kick her like Kareem Hunt did. That's clear domestic violence and all that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying here, like, what...
What did he do wrong?
You've got to be... I hear you.
I'm saying if Phoebe grabbed my phone and we were in a fight and I went to grab it and she fell over, do I go to jail?
Okay.
I mean, I'm not putting you in jail.
I'm just... That's the question I'm asking here. Or just go, hey, they're having a disagreement.
I mean, look.
No.
Do you have a disagreement? Somebody falls.
Yeah, seriously. I get it. We get it. Seth, don't take your phone or you're getting put down now.
No, I'm not even passcoded. I got nothing to hide.
Right.
You can come look at all my stuff, but...
I'm
just asking questions about a relationship because one time, at one point in my life, I'm going to be 30 years in, and I just want to know what the rules are.
Dude, he got like an underhook. That's I'm going to have to say that's not. He grabbed her.
He took her down.
Yeah.
There's something he's majorly hiding, and then second of all, to do this in public, what is happening at
home? She didn't take his phone in private.
Yeah, I don't know, though, because she kind of, she may have brought that on herself, Seth. I think I might be with you.
She was asking for it. Look how she's dressed.
I'm not talking about this. I'm wider. I'm going wide. I'm having a bigger conversation. No, she's not big.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm having a large conversation just about relationships and what's acceptable and what crosses the line.
So if we choke him in the bedroom, we should choke him out of the bedroom.
No, I'm not saying out of the bedroom. I'm just saying, like, obviously, at points, you're putting your hands on your partner.
Right. Bigger they are, harder they fall. I get it.
No, that's not. I don't think I don't even say that.
That's what's implied. 727-579-1025. Rick, okay or not okay if your partner grabs your phone, you're allowed to bludgeon him with the baseball. I mean, you're allowed to grab your phone back.
I think it's okay. I did see the video. I saw it last night.
Yeah.
And this is what I'll say. And I kind of see what Seth is saying. You know, first off, there's a little thing called intent. He's not like swinging wildly trying to beat her to get the phone back.
Right.
And it's not a good look, but I think also what's important here that is going way over the top with everybody. Are the police entertaining a complaint against him? Did he commit a crime? Well, without a crime, I think it's okay in the sense that it may not be the best look, and maybe thinking about it after the fact, maybe he shouldn't have done that. But if he didn't commit a crime, then what's...
He may have. The San Francisco Police Department confirmed on Friday that it is investigating an incident. And Major League Baseball said, we are aware of the incident and we're gathering facts. And then today, Larry Bear stepped away from the team. Not stepped down,
right,
but
Drew,
away. Yeah, what?
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
See, now he's painted in a corner because there's a video out there. It almost works against him, the whole thing. They're investigating. Oh, okay. Investigated. But if there was no video and he wasn't a high-profile guy, and she's already come out and said, oh, I slipped because of my foot, which I don't believe.
Right.
But my point is, like, the guy's painted in a corner now because of all those factors. There's a video. It was not public. And I'm not saying it's right. He was wrong. But I don't think it rises to the level of a crime and the guy maybe potentially losing his job for a 5-second lapse in judgment,
interesting.
Because he tried to get his phone back.
All right, I appreciate the call.
It's your guy, Seth.
He said, listen, that's my guy because we don't agree with it. We're just having a conversation now.
Right.
That's what we do.
And he's a CEO, by the way. I misspoke. He's not the owner. He's a CEO.
Oh.
727-579-1025.
By the way, you got to do that in public. That's where I think...
Yeah, you don't have fights in public.
Stupid. Yeah, I mean, no matter what the scenario is, who's right or wrong, like these, that's bad luck.
She takes your phone in public, you just wait till nobody's looking, then you trip her, and then you take her.
Go in the car and yell like the rest of us do.
Tim, what's up? Turn the music up real loud. Hey, Tim.
What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I think it's absolutely okay.
It's okay.
Shocking. So how far do you take that? If she won't give you the phone back, you're allowed to pepper her in the gut or what?
No, man, you just got to tackle her and knock her down to the ground and take your phone back. That's all.
All right. As you're walking away, do you get a shot to the ribs or no?
No, then you're going to get domestic for that. No. You just tackle her, put her to the ground, take your phone, and walk away.
This guy knows.
He's spoken like a gentleman who's done this before. Yeah. It's a bad look. But what are you supposed to do if you want your phone back?
I mean, that's the thing. At some point, she's committing a crime. Right, Seth? Like, she stole my phone, and now I have to do whatever I have to do to get it back. You have my property. If that involves me... You know,
well,
busting you up.
I mean, you can't go through somebody's phone, right?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
they're married.
Right.
What's mine is yours.
Yeah, no, Seth, I hear you.
No, I'm not pushing anybody down in public. This is not me. Like I said, this is not about this story. It's just a broader conversation. Sometimes, oh, I bumped into you. You fell down. Am I going to jail? I need to know.
Right. Sometimes in an altercation, women tend to throw themselves down the stairs. Cody, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Cody?
Hey, love the show, man.
Thank you, buddy. Is this okay or not okay what this dude did?
Not okay. If he's doing that in public, I'm pretty sure he's doing worse things in private.
Like why? What's he doing in private?
I'm just saying, like, I've had emotional, dramatic times with my wife in private, but I've also always had the mindset in public to just not get crazy.
Yeah.
So if she's going to keep the phone, then walk away and go get another phone. Don't risk your career.
Yeah, but all your secrets are on that phone.
Right. Secret numbers, secret everything.
Well, I guess you shouldn't have secrets.
Okay. Then don't be married. 727-579-1025. What's up, Louie? Okay or not okay?
I need some secrets.
I think it is okay.
It's okay.
Your average cell phone is around $1,000. I think anything over like $300 is considered a felony. Yeah. So, and you can use deadly force in the commission.
You probably got
felony,
a clean shoe,
So you're saying you should have killed her?
I'm just saying, you know, take it to the...
Okay. Drew Garabo Live, hello.
This is not me, by the way. This is not my guy.
You've empowered them.
I want to have a conversation. They're ready for a clean shot. They're ready for a public decapitation.
We call that a dog whistle, Seth. What if she falls down if I bump into her?
Yeah, what you're doing is called virtue signaling.
I don't even know what that means.
Cody, you're not Cody, are you?
Hello? No, it's Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. I don't know if it's okay or not okay, but all I could think is... What if this was someone other than his wife? If it had just been somebody that took his phone, would we say it's okay or not okay?
I think if someone else takes your phone, you have more leeway. Like, you can beat the bloody hell out of them because they're a damn thief. Not a woman, necessarily. But I mean, if your wife takes your phone and you're unable to convince her to give it back, I don't know that gives you free rein to take her to the ground, especially if she's in a soft cast.
Let's reenact. I'll be the wife.
I agree.
Oh man, I don't know. He really took her down.
Who should manhandle me, John?
I'll get your phone from you.
Okay.
Here, I'll even give you my phone.
Yeah, there you go. You just took John's phone. Oh, this is gonna be great.
And where and you're gonna manhandle me?
You gotta sit down though.
Capture this.
Well, I gotta go in it.
You gotta sit down.
That's a tall chair. She didn't take that big of a tumble.
Okay. All right.
Three.
Yep.
All right.
So there you are. You suspect you see something on your man's phone.
Oh, my God. You cheated on me with Barry Bonds. Oh, I can't believe it.
Give me that bitch.
No.
Give me that bitch more.
You're a whore. You're a whore. You're a whore. Come here. Remember when you choked me in the bedroom, you slut. Come here. Slut. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Are you all right, dude?
Yeah, here. It's okay.
Oh man.
It's okay.
You all right?
I love him. Don't press charges against him.
That kind of got away from us.
I feel like we should press charges. I feel like I witnessed a crime.
Jeez.
You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Where did it hurt you though?
He dropped the phone within the first 12 seconds. So.
I think my phone's broken too.
It landed face down, John, but I think it's going to be okay. Got a hell of a OtterBox on that thing. What happened?
Who was out of line there? Why are you looking at me like that?
I just feel bad that I had to see that. And I'm wondering, when do we reenact the Michael Jackson stuff?
I mean, what was I in the wrong?
Wait, now you don't know who's right and who's wrong anymore, do you? That's why we do these experiments.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know anymore.
I should have taken my glasses off.
John calls you a whore.
I'm a method actor.
Yeah, you got into the role, Daniel Day-Lewis. All right. John, what are you firing up in the joints over there?
Oh, man.
Calm down.
I've got some. I want to tell you, a writer for the Washington Post is in hot water for a terrible, naughty thing that she did with her 18-year-old son. I'll tell you what it is next.
Oh, it's okay. It's not okay. Brought to you every day by our friends at Italiano Insurance. They want to help you stretch the money that you take home because what you keep really matters, not what you make. And if you have not shopped your insurance rates, you could be paying too much money out in premiums and you could not be saving the money that you could. For example, maybe you put a pool enclosure on your house. Maybe you change your style of roof. Or maybe you got a dog and you think to yourself, well, I don't have to worry. He's not going to bite. What if you're out walking that dog on your property and somebody trips over it? They could sue you. You want homeowners insurance. The experts at Italiano can take care of it all for you with a free annual insurance checkup. They represent many companies. They'll find the ones that fit you best. Home, auto, business, boat, life. You could save thousands. Call 813-877-7799 or go to italianoinsurance.com for a free insurance checkup. Italiano has been serving our community for over 55 years.